Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I sure damn hope that I can watch that football game tonight if I have the ESPN app. I would think that, Ethan, don't you think it makes sense that you'd be able to do that, though?
Well, yes, it makes sense. But, Mark, in the world of all of this media BS, is that the answer?
Probably
it
not.
It makes sense?
Frank Cusimano is here. Frank, do you have any idea? Since I have YouTube TV, but I have the Disney bundle, should I be able to watch that on the ESPN app? I would think so.
Yeah, I would think so. Boy, I tell you what, that is really a problem for people who have your service. I've heard a lot of complaints. That's a tough break.
And I love the service. I really do. And, you know, it sucked not having access to a lot of games on Saturday. But let's talk about where we are in sports, because something kind of interesting happens tonight. College basketball season starts, right?
Yeah, I'm at Shavitt's now. Billikens, who have a great deal of optimism on the season. They got 10 really good players. They're going to host Southeast Missouri State. Mizzou is at Howard, and Illinois will host Jackson State. So our three main Division I squads in action tonight.
Let's talk about Saturday night, because let's face it, this was a hell of a World Series.
Smith, it's a high fly ball to deep left field. It's got a chance. It is gone! It's Will Smith!
Will Smith, the hero again. I mean, you can't say the Blue Jays did not have their chances. That was a classic Game 7 on Saturday night.
Yeah, and Mark, the irony of a team with, if you count everything they're paying, it's a $500 million team. And for Miguel Rojas, who's the 26th member of that squad who makes $5 million, to basically be the star of that game, because he hits the game-tying home run and then makes a great play at second base to send it into extra innings. It was great, and it made you forget for a while, you know, the Dodgers bought a championship because the baseball was so great.
Well, there was a lot of great defense. That play was incredible. And let's face it, man, Vlad almost crushed that one. Guerrero almost hit the home run to end the game, and he just couldn't, you know, get it deep enough in center field. But that was a lot of fun. As a baseball fan, you always kind of enter the postseason in a curious way when the Cardinals are not involved. But I did enjoy the last couple of weeks. We got a bye week for both Mizzou and for A&M, if I'm not mistaken. They were off this week, too. Big build-up to this game. I snagged a ticket. I'm excited going to Columbia on Saturday. We'll have a new quarterback starting. It could be very interesting, but damn it, A&M is good, aren't they?
They really are. They're third in the country. They have the best pass rush in America in terms of sacks, and they don't make mistakes. They're really well coached by Mike Elko. But I tell you, everything's in front of Missouri, because if Missouri were to win this game, Mark, there would not be many better victories in all of college football this season. I mean, Indiana going to Oregon, that's big. Alabama going to Georgia. But you beat number three, then all of a sudden you're in the top 12 of the college football playoff.
Well, with a new quarterback, too.
You're right. Yeah, this Zollers is really exciting to watch. I am pumped up for this, to see him in his first collegiate start. So everything, is, in a sense, is still in front of you. if you were to beat Texas A&M.
I love it, and that's going to be an electric atmosphere Saturday afternoon at Faurot Field. Ethan, did you have a question?
Yeah, Frank, when you look at this field, I think we have the first college football playoff ranking coming out tomorrow evening. When you look at just the rankings that the AP poll has been putting out consistently, I mean, right now Mizzou is at 19, but I mean, there's been some controversy, some people thinking that some of these SEC teams are ranked a little bit high. Is there anything that you that you're expecting as far as the college football playoff rankings go, or anything specifically you'll be looking for in differences between that and the AP poll?
Well, I think, you know, where Notre Dame is going to be, it's going to be interesting because they have two losses. And, you know, who knows? I mean, if Missouri were to win this game, like that whole Notre Dame, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Missouri, you know, those are the four teams you should be concerned mm-hmm. about, not Ohio State and Indiana and, well, right now Texas A&M. But can I just say this is the drama surrounding Coach Drink is going to continue to heat up. The Auburn people are saying right now he's their guy. I told you last week that he's the betting line favorite to get the job at Florida. And I thought, you know, during the bye week, you know, if there ever was time for an extension, now's the time. But maybe Drink's doing the wise thing, and he's focusing all of his attention on trying to beat Texas A&M and not worried about this contract extension. But every Missouri Tiger fan should be concerned because a lot of big-time programs are very interested in our coach.
And the answer to that question, I'm extremely concerned. I had a friend of mine who called me today, and yeah, I'm real worried about it. I'd like to say that here's a guy that has built this program into something very special, and there are a lot more possibilities to come. And to go to another school in, you know, the SEC where they're firing coaches that have winning records, I mean, I think there's something to that too. I don't know. I hope that we can keep them, and I think that the Board of Curators is hopefully looking at some paperwork this week. The Blues are back in action tonight, but does that even matter because they're not playing very well, Frank?
No, and you know, the games count the first 2 weeks of the season as much as they do in the last 2 weeks of the season. The losing streak is at 7, but the good news is their best player, Robert Thomas, is back on the ice. The bad news is they're playing against the best player in the world in Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers. So yeah, I don't know how you're going to stop the bleeding, but you got to do it quickly.
Man, that is not – I mean, we had a lot of hope for a little bit better start than this one, and it seems to be really tanking early. All right, listen, have a great week. We'll get a Mizzou preview on Friday afternoon.
All right, guys, take care.
You're not going, Ethan, are you? Now that you have your Mizzou football virginity that was taken away from you, went to the Alabama game?
And in pretty glorious fashion, yeah. I may add, my Crimson Tide pulled it out, but it was a fun game. And it's another great slate this weekend for college football. This was meant to be a down week for games, and we had 3 top 10 teams go down.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
the
amount of parity that we are seeing in college football right now is just out of this world, and hopefully this upcoming week's another good week.
Except for Indiana. They just destroy every other team.
Two things can be true at once. Everyone that's been put in their path, they have obliterated. Oregon was the one tough team that they had to play. They took care of business, but they haven't played a lot of tough teams.
Well, that's a good point too. All right, thanks. We have Paul Moreau coming back on the other side of Fox News.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.